Yeah, we'll start over again from that. Chofei Yomid Beis, the bottom Gemara. Hahu Avravanko. It was Rashi's first pshat, mean this was a tree. They gave off a lot of shade, a nice big tree that had shady leaves, branches. Tehevele Resh Galusa. It belonged to the Resh Galusa, to the Nasi, to the president. Babustano. It was in the middle of his orchard. In other words, he had a big karfif, a big like open area that had mechitis around it, but it was wider than a Beis Hasayim. So the dinage, you're not allowed to carry inside this karfif, since it's more than a Beis Hasayim. But there was a beautiful tree in the middle of it that was nice to sit underneath it for the shade. Is omale the Rav Huna Bar Chinuno? So the Resh Galusa asked Rav Huna Bar Chinuno, leved ma takanto, do me something, try and fix up this karfif here, the lamocho necho nahamahosam, that I'll be able tomorrow on Shabbos to eat my sudr underneath this tree. It's even though this tree is in the middle of this big karfif, that's more than a Beis Hasayim. So the way it is now, midirabonah, it has a din karmelis on it. You're not allowed to carry through it. So he asked him, fix it up, do something, put some mechitis up, that I should be able to carry, like from my house into this bustana, into the orchard, and I should be able to walk underneath the tree to eat my sudr there. Is also, so what did Rav Huna do? Ozal Ovid Kona Kona Pochus Mishloisha. He went and he took reeds like sticks and he put them close together within three tvachim that you say lovud, and he made a little room there. Rashi learns, like Rashi. Rashi says, Ovid Kona Kona Pochus Mishloisha tvachim. Hekif, he made like a little room there around. Kugoyin Mechitzas Kanim. He made walls out of kanim. Dalad mechitzes kicheder. He made like a room there. Lo niach shom b'layla ha-maychel. He'll leave the food there at night. For lo de shom, and he'll sleep there. Hashem or the shom will sleep there at night. Lo moch yototenu v'chol ha-pardis. And tomorrow we'll be able to carry throughout the whole pardis, throughout the whole karfif. Why? Do ispei ishamiro beis dira. Because since you have somebody sleeping there now, so blives now, this mokum now is hukuf ladira. So this big karfif, even though the mechitzas are wider than a Beis Hasayim, but now that somebody is sleeping inside it, it'll be like hukuf ladirum, and it'll become mutter. That's what Rav Huna thought, and that's what Rav Huna did. But avad l'alocha, in this pshan Rashi, this is no good. Because since Metchila, when we made the walls around the karfif, it was not oimid ladirum. Nobody was living inside there. So those mechitzas are no good. Even though later somebody lives there, you build a room inside the big karfif, the big pardis, and somebody sleeps there, but still the mechitzas were not made for this purpose. It was still awesome. But Rav Huna Weissach didn't know this, so didn't hold like this, and he went and made this little room there. So the Gemara of the Meister was Ozar Rova. So Rova went, and Shalfinu, he threw down these mechitzas that Rav Huna made up. So Rashi, he doesn't know from this takona, like we're saying. Since Metchilu the walls were made, Shloi Amanat Lodor, it doesn't help you the fact you make a house, a room inside it now. So he threw down these walls that Rav Huna made. Ozar Rav Popa, Rav Huna, Breid, Rav Yeshua, Rav Popa and Rav Huna, the son of Yeshua, went, Naktinu Mibasrayim. They went and took away these reeds altogether. In other words, also like Rova. Not only is it thrown down, but they took them away. Today Rav Huna should not come and build them up again, put them back again. Whereas they both hold the same shita, that these mechitzes that you made inside the big karfif, you made a room to live there, mean nothing. That since the walls metchila were made shloi amanat lodur, it doesn't help you the fact now it becomes oimid lodur. So they took away the reeds altogether from this place that it cannot be used again. So the Gemara lamochar eisvei Ravina l'rova. Tomorrow Ravina asked the kasha to Rova. So Rashi is going to see it. Rashi says eisvei means l'siyua. He really means to bring a riot to Rova, to shop a Rovid, that he did good, at least according to this Pshat and Rashi. I don't know if we'll see, but the Maisa Rashi at the end of the Sugi has another Pshat in the Gemara, and according to that Pshat, the Loshon is better, that Mamish Ravina is Nakasha and Rova, that this is usually the Loshon of Eisvei Ravina and Rova. But according to this first Pshat and Rashi, it's not a Kasha, Faket, it's a Raya. So Rashi is Gervis, Enachlam, he means to bring the Siwa. He's coming to bring a Raya to Rova. What was the Raya to Rova? That is a din, Ir Chadosha, if you have a new city, Moedid din lo mi yishivosa. When you want to know where is the Tchum Shabbos, where can you walk outside the city, where does the end of the city start, that you have Alpayim Amam, so if it's a new city, you have from the end of the houses. Depending where the people live, the last house in the city, from that house onwards, you count the Tchum Shabbos. For Yishona, let's say you have an old city, then Mechaymosa, then you count from the Chayma, the wall around the city. In other words, we're talking about where you have the city, you have the houses in the middle, and a little bit further out could be a few yards off, or maybe even a mill, like outside the room of the houses, the place of the houses, there's a wall all around the city. So if it's an old city, then you count the Tchum Shabbos starts from the wall around the city and further. Now, Zot Gemara, Ezeu hi Chadosha, v'Ezeu hi Yishona, what's considered a new city and what's considered an old city? Like, how come one, we go boss the place where the last house is, and one, we go boss where the chayim of the wall around the city is? So it says, Chadosha, a new city, is the Pshat Shehukfa, that first they put the chayim around. They made a wall around the place. Ulipsaif Yoshva, and then later first people came in to live there. So the pshat is, b'shas they made the mechitza, nobody was living inside, so these mechitzas are not good mechitzas. So Mela, when you want to know where you start counting the Tchum Shabbos, you start counting from where the last house is. But you can't use this chayma, this wall, because the wall was not hukaf ladira. Ma'ashen ken Yishona, what does the Yishona mean? Yoshva, that first the people sat down and lived there, they built the houses. Ulipsaif Hukfa, and later they build a wall around the houses. And so that's called the good chayma, that's called the good wall, because since it's called hukaf ladira, you had already somebody living there, and now around the living quarters you made a chayma, so that's called the good wall. So even though inside it's more than a base of sayim, so what? These are mechitzas hukaf ladira. So I call upon him, you see the yisrael like Rava, that which mechitzas are good is totally how they are made. If b'shas you made the mechitza, people were living inside, it's called hukaf ladira, it's good even though it's more than a base of sayim. But if it was a new city, that means that first you build the chayma, the walls, and nobody was living inside, so the chayma was not meant l'shem dira, even though later you decide to live inside, it doesn't help you. So the Gemara behind Nami, so the same case by us here also. Kohukfa ulipsaif yashva dami. Since Matrila you had this bustuna, you had this big karfev, there was walls around it. And at the beginning, nobody was living inside it. So it doesn't help you, Rafunis Eitza, now to build a mechitza there and make like a room that somebody would sleep there. Because even if they do decide to sleep there, it lies like hukfa, first the mechitza looks safe, Yoshua. And then people live there, which does not help you. That's not called a mechitza. That's matter more than a base of sayim. Yerashi. The Hainami, his high pardis, this orchard, Harei hukaf yomim rabin. The mechitzas were put all around it a long time already. Vahacha shemira. And this now new hut you're putting inside, this new room you're making with the mechitzas. Nasa achshav, it's only made now. Vehekif har pardis la vadaita dahach diru hevi. When they first put the mechitzas around the pardis, it was not meant for this purpose to live inside it. Vedome is doima ki hukaf l'sof yoshva. Yoshav, obliged like first you made the mechitzas around, and then you lived inside it, which does not help. Those are not called good mechitzas to be mounted to the area is more than a base of sayim. So therefore, this is a riot to Rava that he threw down these mechitzas and were not samech on what Rav Huna did. Yeah. So I'm going to go right. Now we'll bring more riots to see that Rava was right and Rav Huna was wrong by making these type of mechitzas. Omale Rav Popol Rava. Ivom Rav Asi. So Rav Papa told Rava also a raya to Rava that Rav Asi said, Mechitzas adrachlin loy shemo mechitza. Mechitzas of adrachlin are not called mechitzas. Adrachlin Rashi says, Banoyim shoysin mechitza letzel. When people are building a house, they make a little hut just to protect them from the sun. They want to have some shade. Svivo sayim. Kishaboyne bechama. When they're building out in the sun, the sun bothers them, so they make a little hut to protect them from the sun. Now, such walls that are only made to protect you from the sun are not called good mechitzas. So what it means to say is, if you have these mechitzas that are going to be wider than a base of sayim, it doesn't help you. Such mechitzas that just protect you from the sun will not be good mechitzas when the inside area is wider than a base of sayim. So mainly here also, since these walls around the bustani, around this tree, was only made for shade. It wasn't made to live there, so those walls can't help you. It doesn't help you more than a base of sayim. Zokimor wasn't more say, Alma, kivan dilitznayusoy avido le lo. The reason why you made this little hut is just to keep the sun out for tznius, lo heavy mechitza. That's not called the good mechitza. is a male hochinami by us also. Tivon was niusa avido loyhevi mechitza. The mechitza you put up was just for tznius, just to protect you from the sun. It's not called good mechitzas. Zadrashi, Tivon letzniasi, ulamocha sasrilo, tomorrow you throw down this hut. Lav klumhi, those mechitzas are not called good mechitzas. V'hon nami, the our case also, letznias the yoin v'layla baal mehidi avidon, v'lav dirahi. That that you made this little hut inside, that you made the kanim, you made the sticks, the reeds, that was just so somebody should sleep there one day. That's called only letznias. That's not really called ladira. So therefore, these mechitzas that Rav Huna put up inside the park, to give it a room, to shame you're going to live there, that's not called the dira. That was only called like an adrachlin, a mechitza, you're using for a short time, just letznias, a mechitza that's made just letznias, but not merely to live there. Those mechitzas don't help if the area is wider than a beis osayim. So Mele Rav Huna Zaitza was no good, and Rava was right that he threw down those mechitzas. Another raya is, the Yomar Rav Huna bred Rav Yeshua la Rava. Rav Huna told over to Rava. The Yomar Rav Huna, that Rav Huna said, Mechitza ho'asuya lanaches, a mechitza that just made, lanaches means to rest inside the mechitza, like this hut. Rashi says, lanaches, shaloi lo dushom, you don't really want to live inside this room. Ela lishtamer ma shenichashom, you just want to leave something there, something should be watched inside this hut. So again, the mechitza that's made just to watch something inside it, are not called good mechitzas. These mechitzas are not called mechitzas. So the same thing here also. What Rav Huna did when he had this big park and he had a tree in the middle, so he wanted to make it omid ledira. He made mechitzas around here that you could live inside. Those mechitzas weren't called good mechitzas because they're just called lanachas. It wasn't really to live there. He just wanted to leave your food there and maybe the shoim would sleep there one night. Those are not called good mechitzas. So the kids of Rav Huna's eitzas were no good. So the Gemara arayah for this now. If you have mechitzas that you put up just to protect something, but not really to live inside the mechitzas, those mechitzas are no good. Tohor Rabba Baravua. The Maaseh was Rabba Baravua. Ma'ariv lo lekulei mechuza. He made an eruv in the whole city of mechuza. Arasaisa means every movui, every like alleyway, made their own eruv. They wanted to be able to carry from the house into the street, into the chutz or into the movui. So every single movui made their own eruv. They made their own shtufi mavois. But they did not make one eruv for the whole city, all around the city. And the shaila was, why not? Why didn't he make an eruv around the whole mechuza? How come Rav Avuha was ma'ariv lo lekula mechuza, arasaisa, each movui by itself? He made their own Erev Chatzeris, but he didn't make one big Erev for the whole city. Why not? The Teretz was Mishum Peira Devei Tura, because there was a pit that they used to store the Peiris in the middle, in between each Movi to the next Movi. Here's a picture here in Rashi, that you have these Movis in between, and in the middle there's a big pit there where they used to store their Peiris. Mishum Peira Devei Tura, there was a big pit that you stored Peiris there. Now, and the mechitza they made for these peiris was a mechitza to protect the peiris, that's all. It wasn't really a mechitza to live inside them. They only made mechitzas to protect the peiris. So since these mechitzas are only there to protect the peiris, it's not called good mechitzas. So the Mara v'ha peira, we'll soon see Rashi the Hezbi here. So the Mara though, v'ha peira devei turi, these fruits, these peiris that they had inside these pits, is kemechitza asui lanachas dami. Even though they had walls around the city, and the walls like should have made that there's a chayim around the whole city, you can make an area for the whole city. The reason why they didn't use these walls, because these walls are only made to protect the peiris. It wasn't made the wall to live inside the dirum. It was only made lanachas to protect the peiris dami. So mela, these mechitzas were not called good mechitzas. Therefore, the city did not have mechitzas all around it. Therefore, he couldn't make one big Erev for the whole city, but instead he had to make an Erev for each Movi by itself. So that's the raya, that mechitzas that are made just to protect something inside, but not really for the purpose of living inside, are not called good mechitzas. Again, what does it mean it's not called good mechitzas? Providing a vad, there's an area inside that's more than a base of sayim. Pashtetzich, if you have a little hut, that's only you need, you're making a Rishus HaYachid here, that's Dal Damas by Dal Damas,
So the matter, even the most shvachris mechitzas you have, like only to protect inside, is also called a good mechitza, would be called rishus yochid. Now again, we're talking about here where the inside area is more than a base of sayim. It's more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas. So amid the rabbanon, such an area has a din karmelis. You're not allowed to carry it inside. Only if you live inside, and you made mechitzas around, the mechitzas are called almanat that you're living inside, then the mechitzas help, even if the area is more than 70 yamas. So we're saying if these mechitzas you put up were only for the purpose of watching the peris, but not really to let you live inside it, the mechitza can't help if the inside area is more than a base of sayim. So Melo, that's the kasha again, that Rava was right, that he threw down the mechitzas Rav Huna made. Because here Rav Huna made these kanim, which were just mechitzas to protect you for one day. It was just to protect the food overnight. So such mechitzas were not called really lodur to live inside it. It can't be matter if you have an area more than a base of sayim. Now let's see Rashi now. This last mice was Rashi Arasaisa, a few lines above in the picture, 10 lines above the picture. Arasaisa, Shchunai Shchunai Slavad. He made an Erev Chatzeres for each Movi by itself. Obechol Shchunai Hoi Mavoyas Harbei, or it's more than just one Movi. It's like one section, a few Mavoyas. He made the Erev by themselves. He did not make an eruv chatzeres for the whole city all around it. Even though there wasn't a rishus rabbin inside it, so there wouldn't be any shayla of the rabbin who come and break the mechitzis. So you're allowed to make an eruv around the city. If you have a city that has no rishus rabbin inside it, you can make an eruv around the whole city. That it says an ear that belongs to Yochid doesn't mean one person there. How about the city a few people live? Just mean there's less than 600,000 people living in the city. So he did not make an Erev around the whole city. The question is why not? We have pictures here, 135. Like he didn't make an Erev for the whole city. Now each shchuna, each neighborhood, he made an Erev by themselves. Why? Mishum Peira de Veturi. Shrashi Shoycha Amuka is a big pit. Between one section and another section, there was this big ditch there that they stored their peiros there. For shamayim anichem garinim tamarim, there they would put the pits of the dates lechol hashvorim, so that the oxen should eat them. For year ein la hachoima, and the city did not have its own real choima. O mavoye shel hashchunais mufloshes. Now each movi was really mafulish, was an open movi. It opened up to the right side and the left side, like in this picture. All the way to the right side it's open up, and all the way to the left side it's open up, the mavois. V'yosu mechitzois l'roshi ha-mavois. Now on the right side of this picture, and the left side of the picture, they put up mechitzois. L'chol tzad shechutz l'ir. Outside the city altogether, at the opening of the movi, they put up a mechitza the atakam. But what was the purpose of that mechitza? L'ishtamer ha-gerinim. Today that the pit inside that has the fruits, or has the pits of the dates, should be watched. That's why they put the mechitza on the right side of the picture and the left side of the picture. Not today that people should live inside the movi. They put up this mechitza just to watch the peiros inside the pit. Therefore, this mechitza did not help us to make all these mevoyes to make it like one big city and to say you have mechitzas all around the city and let's make just one area for the whole city. Even though these mechitzas were good mechitzas, they're going to stay a long time. Still, he didn't let these mechitzas help to make those city into one city. Why not? The Torah says, because these mechitzas were not made al-manas to live inside them, they're only made to watch the peiros inside. So since the city was more than a beis hasayim, such mechitzas can't be matyu to carry in more than a beis hasayim. Trashi peira sheichu k'may peira dekavri. Then you have a second time. V'hach mechitza now. The Rashi. What's sushtal to our Gemara? V'hach mechitza the Rav Huna. Rav Huna's mechitza before that in the case where he had a zikarfif. He wanted them to carry, to be able to bring the food underneath the tree. So he made up a little house made of kanim. Is kasui lanachas domi. Those kanim, those mechitzes he made from the kanim, also weren't real good mechitzes. Shena nasis ladira tomid, lotis lovei bo. It wasn't made that room you made in the karfev to really live there. It was just made to watch the stuff over for one Shabbos. Or even if you want to sleep there one night, it's to watch you for one night. But it wasn't made al-manas to live there. Therefore, such mechitzas that are not made al-manas, you want to live the kfiyas inside the mechitzas, can't help you if the area is more than a base of sayim. So these are all rayas that Rava was right for throwing down the kanem that Rav Huna made, and Rav Huna was wrong. So the Gemara, Kori Alaya Resh Galusa. So the original Maisa was that Resh Galusa was the one that had this nice tree in his big park there, and he asked Rav Huna to make him a heter. So Rav Huna made the heter, and Rava knocked down the heter, so it came out that Resh Galusa had no heter. Resh Galusa was also to carry his food to under the tree. So Resh Galusa said, he said on the Chachomim, Chachomim Heim Olohora, to do bad, the big Chachomim. Olehetiv lo yoda, but to do good, they don't know how to do good. No, they said the Chom just not a ask, they don't know how to be matter. I asked you to give me a heter, and you didn't give me the heter. Rav Huna did something, and all the Chom threw it down, and they said they didn't make a heter. Trashi lohora, leeser, you don't know how to ask something and not to make it muter. Alright, this is Rashi's first shot. We're only going to leave this. Rashi now has another shot that brings down from Tshuva to Hagrenim, another shot b'chlal in the whole sugi, how to learn here. We'll leave it right now. Right. Omer Rebbe Loi, Shomati Rebbe Lozov Yafilu Beis Kur. It's now a Mishnah we had that Rebbe Loi said over three halachis that he heard over from Rebbe Eliezer. And all three are not malocha. Like the Mishnah alone says, he went to find out if anybody has maskimed him, and he couldn't find any raya to him. In other words, he's saying over three shever halachis that we don't paskin like him. But the first halach he said over was, B'yafilu beis kur. He holds, even if you have a karfeif, there's area, like a park, that's more than a beis asayim, and nobody lives inside, still the mechitzas are good. You're still allowed to be metaltal inside it, even if it's a beis kur. A beis kur is much more than a beis asayim. As he didn't hold from this isler of if you have mechitzas that are wider than 70 yamas by 70 yamas and nobody live inside it, that Rabbanin gave that din a din kamlis. He doesn't hold from it. He said, no, afilu it's a beis kur wide, still it's good. So the Gemara Masnis in our Mishnah is the like Chananya. It's not like Chananya learned Pshat and Rebbe Loza. Tetanya, Chananya Oimer, V'yafilu hi arboim so. He went to say, when Rebbe Leza said that no matter how wide the mechitzas are, he didn't just say a nusach of a beis kur. He said, even though it's 40 so wide, much wider than what it says in our Mishnah. And he says, why? Kasat Yishamelech. Even if it's so wide as a big backyard or a big open area garden that the melachim have, still you're allowed to carry there. Rashi says, Kisrat Yishel Melech. A rechova shachurei palton, the backyard that a king has in back of his palace, v'sham hoyi metaylin tamid. They used to take a walk there tamid. Alma ika dirabachi. Kids is bringing a rye, even though you have a very, very big park, that's mamish 40 so wide, like a king has his gardens, it's still called a beis dira. So even though it's so wide, more than a beis asayim, it's still considered a livable place. And you let him a tautl inside there. Even though the mice and nobody is living inside there, still it's good. But lalacha, we don't hold like him. Yeah. So the Mara Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Ushnaya Mikrecha Doshu. Hey, both our Mishnah that says when you want to say a shir how big it is, our Mishnah says even if it's a base kur. And Chananya said, no, even our boyim saw much bigger. And both of them darshan one posuk that they said they're shirim. Shenema, the posuk says in Malachim, Vayhi Yishayahu Layotza El Chotzer Hatichayna. That Yishayahu did not even go out to the chotzer atichayna, means the outside chotzer. Yeah. Now ksiv ho'ir in the Malachim in the Novi it says the word ho'ir. The Karinin chotzer we call the kriya the way we read it. We read the word chotzer even though really it says the word ear. So what does it mean? Mikan liasat Yishamelech shoyu ki ayaris beninis. The pshat is really we're talking about the back gardens that a king had. It was the back chotzer of the melech. Now the reason why the ksiv is the ear, it's written the ear, because the pshat is the back of a king's palace. Those gardens are as big as a medium-sized ear. So there's no serum. That's how big the king has his gardens. His gardens is like a medium-sized city. So it says Yishayahu did not even go outside to the backyard, to the back garden. So Rashi Yishneyim, Rebbe Loi v'Chananyis, our Mishnah Rebbe Loi that says only the shear of a base kur. And Chananya that says the biggest shear of 40 som, they dash in this posik. Says Atichoinam, Achrei Palton, in back of the palace, Shal Chizkiyo. In back of Chizkiyo's palace, that's where Yishayahu went. Di Chotash of Neibatim, Hevi Achitsoina, Hevi Korilo. If it meant the house in front of the houses, it should have said Achitsoina. The Afagav the Gdoilahi Kir, even though we're talking about the back gardens, where Mamish as big as a city, Kari Lachotzer, still is called a Chotzer. Vlehukafladira, even though it's not Hukafladira, the king did not live there, he just used to take his walks there, still it's called a chotzer. That is, so that's their raya. It's called a chotzer, that's called like you're living there, and you're allowed to be matalta there on Shabbos also. So this is the pshat from this pasuk. Now for the more b'maitim miflugi, what's the machlokes Rabbi Loi and Hananya? Masover ayoros beinanis have a base kur. And now a Mishnah, Rabbi Loi holds that what's a medium-sized city? How big is a medium-sized city? That's the shear of a base kur. That's how big a medium-sized city is. So that's what this pasuk meant in Shayom, to not even go out to Chizkiyo's back gardens that was the size of a base kur. Omar saw the Hananya in the Braisa holds Memsur heaven, that a medium-sized city is the size of Memsur. So according to, if you bring an arayah from this pasuk, what is still considered a Rishus HaYochid, that you're allowed to be metaltum, even the size of a medium-sized city. Because that was the chotzer of Chizkiyo, and Hananya holds, that size was 40 so. So that's they're both bringing the raya from this pasuk. But the halacha we don't hold like this. We hold like the Chomenal Mishnah Vada, that the shear is a base of Sayim. Once your mechitzas are wider than 70 yamas by 70 yamas, if people don't live inside, like a park, you're not allowed to carry there on Shabbos. It's called the Carmelis. Now for the Marstam Akasha. Vishayo, my boy Hossam. What was Yishayo doing by Chizkiyo HaMelech? We're talking about now Chizkiyo HaMelech's gardens he had in the back of his house. So the pasuk is saying Yishayo was there. What was he doing there? Omer Rabba Bar Chonam, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Melamed Shechol Chizkiyo. Chizkiyo got sick. And that was the mindset that Yishayo told him he's going to die. For all of Yishayo, for Heshev Yeshiva Pischai. Yishayo went and made Yeshiva, means he meant Talmidim to learn Torah by the Pesach of Chizkiyo's door. And what did he do it for? Mikan, Le Talmud Chochem Shechol. If you have a Talmud Chochem that's sick. And to Shalom, maybe the Malach HaMavos will come in to kill him. Shemashiva and Yeshiva Pischoi. There's an Eitzel, let Yeshiva, means let Talmidim come and sit and learn Torah there. That the fact that learning Torah will stop the Malach HaMavos from coming inside the door. So that was Yeshayo's Eitzel. He made a Yeshiva there. He meant Talmidim came to sit and learn Torah there, Keseidah. Today the Malach HaMavos should not be able to come in to kill Chizkiyo HaMelech. Of the Gemara of Lav Milsi. Really, it's not a good idea. You can't learn from this Gemara, from the fact Yishayo did this to Chizkiyo, that it's a good idea for everybody to do it. Val Dilma Ose Ligyure Ve Sotin. If you're going to do this Eitza, Fakert, maybe you're going to cause this Sotin to come in Badavka to kill him. In other words, a Sotin sees you playing games with me. He knows there's a sick person here. A sick person, it could be, maybe he will die. Maybe he won't die. Maybe the Malach HaMavos won't come to him. But if the Malach HaMavos sees that you're playing tricks with him, and you're Badavka making yeshiva there, people to learn there, like to try and throw me away, Pum Fakert, the Malach HaMavos will come in, Badavka will come inside and try and kill the Chayla. So for this Gemara, it's not a good Eitza to do it. So the Mashar is, because it's not a good answer to do it. How come Yishayo did it then? The Chur Yishayo shouldn't have done it for Chizkiyo either. So the Mashar says the Pshat was here because Yishayo was a Navi. He already said in Nevuah that Chizkiyo was going to die. So it was like Kemara Dova Borur that he was going to die. So Melev, if you know the Malach HaMavos is going to come, you're allowed to try any Eitz you want. So then Avada, he was allowed to try this Eitz to let there be Yeshiva of Talmidim to learn there. Maybe that will stop the Malach HaMavos. But a normal person that we don't know, there was no nevuah that is going to die. We don't know Vadi if he will or not. There's a chance, maybe not. So then there's the Gemara says the answer is not to chepezich. Don't start up with the Sotan. Don't start up with the Malach HaMavos. It's better not to make a yeshiva there. See Rashi. Rashi, my boy Hossam. Says, what was Yishayo doing by Chizkiyo? Rashi, Rechava Shachurei Pautin. Shein lo derech yitzia. That wasn't the place to come in and go out. That was in the backyard, like the back gardens. What was Yishayo doing in the back garden of Chizkiyo HaMelech? The teretz was, he was there, lohishiv yeshiva, shel tamidim lasik batera pischoi. He wanted to make yeshiva, tamidim shouldn't learn there. Shlo yehei reshus l'malach HaMavos l'konishom. That the Malach HaMavos should not be able to come into Chizkiyo HaMelech's house and kill him. And the Moras Teretz says, no, don't do it. Sotin Malach HaMavos. Dechi chozi, deminsi behad yadodi migrabu. If he sees that you're starting up with him, pufakeh to come and start back with you. So the Maisa, you shouldn't do this, Eitzo, but just by Chizkiyo, this was mutter. So that was the Maisa, So Melo, now Mishnah, Rabbi Loi, and Rabbi Hananya both bring a rai from this posik that a chotzer could be called as big as the size of a medium-sized city. What's a medium-sized city? Our Mishnah, Rabbi Loi, says it means the base kur, and Hananya says it means the shear of Aboyim So. But Halacha is not like Rebbe Loza. Halacha is more than a Beis Hasayim, has a din karmelis midrabbonim. If the mechitzas were not, hukuf l'dim. Then, the second halacha Rebbe Loi said over the Mishnah was, V'chein shomati himenu. I heard over also from Rebbe Lezer another chiddush, that an sheichotzer, sheshochach echod, v'loi irvu, is beis hayosu. Heard over halacha, yav chotzer. Chotzer means the backyard, that a few houses open up into the backyard. To be, you have an apartment house, and a few people share the backyard. So halacha is on Shabbos, you have to make it a rubi chatzeris. In order to carry out from your apartment into the chotzer, you have to make it a rubi chatzeris. We'll see much.